It's called 100 Plus for Perry. Although local residents can't take credit for the idea, they adapted it from other towns to create a way that thousands of dollars can be directed to local causes four times per year. It's something that could work in your town as well. And the story is next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Perry, Iowa is a town of about 8,000 people, a half hour northwest of Des Moines. Over the years, the city has slowly moved toward this town, creating a place that is today a mix of rural and urban, farm and non-farm. Tom Lipovac said he was interested in helping his town through some of the challenges he saw it facing, and the solution perhaps came in an unexpected place.
I turned on TV one night and saw a presentation with a group out of Polk County known as 100 Men on a Mission, and they would meet and discuss ways they could improve their community.
He liked the idea of gathering people who wanted to do something for their town. Soon, there was a core group ready to move forward.
So we came up with the idea of 100 plus people for Perry. And then we developed a very simple concept and a very simple strategy. We decided we'd meet four times a year. And at each of those quarterly meetings, we would present nonprofit projects that would benefit our community.
Those who want to be a part of the group make an annual commitment.
When you sign up, we ask you to commit for a year. And over that year, you would pledge to give $100 four times during the year, again, to a project that will impact, will better our community.
100 Plus for Perry gathers four times per year and hears presentations from its members who advocate for a specific program.
In that five-minute presentation, you have the opportunity to convince our organization that you have a valuable project. And they're all valuable. And it's very challenging many times to decide which project is most worthy of our support.
Perhaps you are interested in this idea. I'll have more right here next time. Or to hear the full interview, listen to episode 191 of Farming the Countryside. You can hear it at farmingthecountryside.com or on your favorite podcast platform. Traveling the Countryside in Perry, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.